Rod's Pulse Podcast number 8, Pod Classing and Pod People Taking Over. Hello, I'm Rod Murray, and this is Rod's Pulse Podcast, a podcast for faculty and students interested in learning how to use and create podcasts. Podcasting is the latest medium for asynchronous teaching, learning, and fun. That's called Pod People. That's sort of an anthem, I guess, for the podcasting revolution. Stay tuned for the full song at the end of this program. And I'll be talking a little bit more about PodSafe music. Who says you can't have a little fun podcasting? Anyway, I'm trying to appeal a little bit to our students, too. So on to today's program agenda. A bit about my last podcasting, and what happened to my audio levels. Pod classing. Video podcasting, and PodSafe music. First, I thought I'd just make a comment about my last podcast, number 7, where I talked about the spoken word search engines and educational podcast promos. I forgot to set my microphone gain properly. I modified the original number 7 MP3 file in Audacity. That's the program I talk about that I use to edit. It's nice because you can edit pieces of it. It turns out my voice was too low and the other promos I played were the right level, so I could selectively go in there and modify, increase the volume of my voice. And I reposted the number 7 MP3 file, but I had to post a new program, number 7A, that had the correct audio levels. That way people that had already subscribed to number 7 would automatically download a better version with better audio. So, I'm learning, and I'll share with you my fumbles, and hopefully we can all learn in the process. So what did I learn? Do a sound check and listen to your own podcast before you post it. Okay, moving on. The problem with doing a regular podcast, I'm finding, is not having enough material, but trying to decide what to do next, and of course, finding the time to pull everything together. Now, as you know, I returned from the Blackford conference, and I still have a lot of interesting information to share with you regarding new developments in Blackboard and some of the third-party add-ons, some of the vendors. I still plan a couple more interviews of some of the vendors that I thought you might be interested in. I did want to introduce the term pod classing. This was brought to my attention during the keynote talk by the Blackboard chairman at the meeting, Matthew Patinsky. Oh, you might be interested to know that Mr. Patinsky is a master's degree from Harvard School of Education, and he's currently a PhD candidate at Teachers College in Columbia. So he's the co-founder of Blackboard, but I think the important thing here is that he certainly has an educator's perspective. So rather than tell you what he said, I'm going to play a clip from his recent Blackboard keynote at Blackboard World 06. Here it goes.
And last but not least is, of course, podcasting, or as we like to call it, pod classing. Is that sticking with anybody? Okay. Pod classing is really taking advantage of the fact that so many students and faculty members have iPods. And, you know, I'm a little skeptical. The media has been super into this. The number of interviews we've done at schools, just at Pace University is one example, because it's kind of sexy, you know, oh, we're using the iPod for education. But when you actually experience it, it is pretty neat. The ability of students to really reinforce those lectures is just a wonderful educational opportunity. And one of the difficulties we've been able to solve with the help of Tegrity. And this is a really amazing building block. It makes it obscenely easy for a faculty member to just click a button, record a lecture with their PowerPoint notes or what have you, press another button, it gets posted into Blackboard. You've got the RSS feed, the student's iTunes subscribes to that feed, and when they sync up their iPod at the next opportunity, the podcast or the pod class is on their iPod. So what I'd like to do, just to give a little bit of a sense of this, This is just
the
one example.
The Greek alphabet was actually derived from the Phoenicians, all right? And we assume through trade there was a few. Eastern Ionic really refers to, do you see this is called Ionia here?
Oops.
Ionia is Eastern Greece for all practical purposes.
So we could publish it into other kinds of devices as well.
So the alphabet.
So we wanted to demo one thing. I'm not sure how compelling that experience just was, but you get the idea. And really, this doesn't show the real idea. The real idea, what Tegrity has made so easy, is just the simplicity of a faculty member publishing it. So that's podcasting or podclassing, and again, you can see it in the exhibit hall.
So that was Matthew's take on what podclassing was. And again, as he said, it may not just hearing the audio in some cases is not very compelling. So what I decided to do was to get the video of that little clip and include that as a sort of a bonus podcast of mine, so you can see how you could podcast a video file as well. This goes back to the capabilities of the RSS feed system, which is a really simple syndication, that's RSS, and the latest version of RSS allows you to have different kinds of enclosures. They can be graphic files, they can be sound files, as you're listening to now in an MP3, or they can be a video file. So I think it serves two purposes. First, you can see Mr. Patinsky demo a video iPod and what a student might see, and the using their enhanced podcast from Tegrity, and also just to get used to the idea of how video podcasting might work. Look for shortly. Look for a bonus to this podcast program number 8, and you can, when you subscribe to it or download it directly, you can view that segment. Now, there's a little bit more complication with video podcasting because Windows and Macintosh users, generally speaking, use a different kind of video format. Macintosh users, if you subscribe to my podcast through iTunes, you should have no problem. You'll get a copy of the video file in iTunes, and you can play it using the built-in QuickTime player. That uses a file format called MP4. For Windows users, on the other hand, they use a different file type called WMA, and that's playable in Windows Media Player. So if you go to the blog, you'll see a link directly to the Windows Media Player version of the same file. So Macintosh users using iTunes will have no problem. Windows users, for the time being, will have to be content with manually going to the blog and downloading the WMA file. So what about this pod people? And I mentioned PodSafe Music. This is another example of one of Adam Curry's ventures. He came up with the term PodSafe Music. He quickly found out that the music industry would not look kindly on him playing copyrighted music. So podcasters really cannot play copyrighted music legally. There's no mechanism in place right now for them to for the music industry to collect their royalties. So Adam has been busy trying to promote independent singers and songwriters and bands, and he's created a website called PodShow, and one of the features there is the PodShow PodSafe Music Network. So you can check it out yourself. It's at music.podshow.com. For podcasters, it's free. You can register and you can download music to play in your podcast. Now, there's some very good music out there. It's not commercial. You will not, most cases, you will not find it on music CDs. Most of the groups are not signed by big companies. If you are an individual who just wants to play the music, right now you can play it directly. Shortly, you will be able to purchase the music, much like you do on iTunes Music Store, for about 99 cents a song. The difference being is that 96 of the 99 cents goes directly to the band or artist, and the rest is just paying for the credit card transaction. So it's a pretty interesting concept and something to take a look at if you're a music lover. So anyway, that about does it for my program this week. Again, my goal is to raise the awareness of faculty and administrators about how we can extend our Blackboard course management system to include the latest e-learning technology for our on-demand student generation. So don't forget to leave comments on my blog, www.rodneymurray.com/podcast, or send feedback to me directly via email, rodney.murray@jefferson.edu. And give me comments, let me know what you'd like me to cover. So today I'm going to end with the Pod People song instead of my usual outro. That's, I guess, the opposite of intro. So Pod People is from a Boston-based band called Monk. They have been featured on TV shows such as The Sopranos, Charmed, Navy NCIS, and The Howard Stern Show. So until next week, have a good one.
Liberate for free, kill the radio creed.